News Talk, 94.9, WSJM-FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock, it's 26. News Talk 94.9, WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Variably cloudy, a few flurries, a high today 32. Clouds continue tonight down to 25, and a chance of some light snow tomorrow with a high 32. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story at 6.
There's a big change for two area nonprofits. The Van Buren County United Way, now part of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, with back office operations combined. The full merger will be complete on July 1st. Van Buren County United Way Executive Director Vera Seabury will remain with the newly created organization based in the Pawpaw office, while Anna Murphy will continue in her role as the CEO of the United Way of Southwest Michigan. In a combined statement, the organizations say that merger will result in more resources for residents and nonprofits in Van Buren County. Not all the details have yet been worked out.
8 Republicans in the U.S. House joined with Democrats last week to approve legislation to reopen the federal government without including any money for President Trump's border wall as a first step to end the partial government shutdown. As we reported then, Congressman Fred Upton was among them. He was the only Republican from Michigan to do so. He says it's time to move on.
The pressure is mounting, and, you know, it's sort of like getting folks together and locking the door and ordering pizza and beer, and you get it resolved, one way or another, and I think we're getting close to that point.
Trump wants $5.7 billion for the wall. Senate Republican leaders say what passed the House was dead on arrival in their chamber, and the president stormed out of a meeting Wednesday with congressional leaders when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said they would not approve the wall funding.
The U.S. food supply might be at risk because of the partial government shutdown. The Food and Drug Administration doing about 160 routine food inspections a week, typically. But since the shutdown, inspections have been sharply reduced. That does not mean that the state will take over the FDA work either.
The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, our food safety inspectors, the local health department food safety inspectors are out every day doing what they do to protect Michigan residents and the food and the safety of the food supply.
Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development spokesman Jennifer Holton saying they will occasionally pull random food items and test them for food safety.
The Berrien County Health Department telling families who get food assistance through WIC that they need not worry about losing that help because of the government shutdown, at least for now. Communications Manager Jillian Conrad tells us WIC is funded through the end of February.
Knowing that the state does often have some extra funds on reserve or could make available to local agencies here within the state of Michigan. So at this moment in time, we are open for business. We are encouraging families to come on in.
Conrad says WIC provides nutritious foods to women, infants, and children up to age 5. Around 3,800 families in Berrien County are served by it.
We have had a few families that have called, a few just concerns about what people are hearing on the news, and we want to reassure all of our families.
Conrad said the WIC program in Berrien County remains open for business. The program is funded with U.S. Department of Agriculture dollars that go to the state and then to the county. Anyone interested can contact the Berrien County Health Department.
The newly expanded nursing facility at Southwestern Michigan College is now open. The completion of the $9.6 million expansion celebrated on Wednesday with an open house at the Nwajak campus. The expansion roughly doubles the capacity of the SMC nursing program, according to SMC President David Matthews. He tells us this will help address a nursing shortage in Southwest Michigan.
There's just a growing demand for nurses. Job projections nationally are just astounding about how many more nurses are going to be needed.
The nursing facility now has more labs featuring robotic patients who can simulate all sorts of ailments. Matthews says they'll ease into it.
This is the first semester that we'll be teaching in it. We're getting used to the facility and really, I want to say, perfecting the use of the simulation robots.
SMC paid for the project with a combination of its own funds, state funds, and donations. Matthews says more than 100 supporters contributed to that fundraising effort.
The Berrien County Board of Commissioners has instructed the county administrator to investigate how to pay for the recent cleanup of around 500 gallons of fuel dumped into a county drain. The action came yesterday after Berrien County Drain Commissioner Christopher Quatran told commissioners it appears someone spilled the red fuel into a manhole along the Brant and Dix Drain in Bainbridge Township. It's at Napier Avenue and Park Road. Quatran told us the spill was discovered by a property owner last week when the drain became blocked. The drain commissioner has sent in a contractor to clear it.
The plug was between manhole 1 and 2. 1 is the one that lays on Park. The plug was somewhere between that. He opens it up, big smell of fuel. He dips a bucket down there. Bucket comes up completely full of fuel. He calls us.
There are 6 manholes along that area of drain, and Quatran says an engineering firm pumped out 5 trucks worth of sand and water.
Of that, we guessed somewhere between 400 and 500 gallons of fuel that was actually discharged into that.
Quatran says the fuel found in the drain would be for heating or for agricultural equipment. Now the question is, who pays for the roughly $25,000 cleanup cost? That's being investigated, and the Barron County Sheriff's Department is investigating a possible crime. Quatran says it may be difficult to determine who's responsible. WSJM News Time, 6:05. It's 26. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was up 122. NASDAQ gained 28. S&P 500 up 11. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, Michigan's craft beer industry is also a victim of the federal government shutdown.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes. Whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation, May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us, because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time is 6:07, 26 degrees. Michigan's beer brewing industry is being affected by the ongoing government shutdown. Joe Osberger is vice president of Frankenmuth Brewery. He says they work with the federal government's Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau.
You have to submit your labels for approval. Your verbiage has to be correct. You have to have where the product was brewed, your governmental warnings, your ounces on the bottle itself. You just have to follow their guidelines and not make it so that there's any misrepresentation in the label.
Osberger says that so far his brewery has not been significantly impacted by the shutdown.
Opening the records of the state legislature and the governor's office.
It's a new bill, part of a bipartisan package, meant to provide members of the public access for appeal if a request for information was initially rejected.
I know it was a question I got a few times. People wanted to know how they could get information when we had things closed, with Michigan being one of the states where we don't have access to that information. So I'm glad that we're working with both sides of the aisle to get that done.
State Representative Annette Glenn, a Republican from Bay County, says the legislation is similar to bills which passed the House unanimously last session but failed in the Senate. Jason Scott, the Michigan News Network.
A partial government shutdown taking another turn. The nation's parks in need of cleaning up, with trash and health concerns piling up. Visitors still going to parks that remain open but not cleaning up after themselves. So now some nonprofit groups are trying to fill the gap until the government park workers are back on the job.
The partial government shutdown leaving a trail of troubles for federally funded parks around the country. Some closing altogether. Others, like Joshua Tree National Park, trying to keep it together and open after damage to some of its historic trees and from littering. Now the National Park Foundation is creating a fund to raise money to help parks recover due to workers being furloughed during the shutdown. And the National Park Service is also getting creative and drawing some criticism by tapping visitor fees collected to help pay for staff to come back and remove trash until the government reopens. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some good news out of Wisconsin. That teenager that was missing for 3 months has been found alive.
It's been a case that's baffled the Barron County Sheriff's Department since October. The parents of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss found shot dead in their home. Jamie nowhere to be found.
We believe Jamie was in the home at the time of the homicides, and we believe she is still in danger.
But Thursday night, a break in the case as Jamie was found alive in Douglas County, Wisconsin, about 80 miles north of Barron County. Her condition not revealed, police only saying they do have a person in custody. They're planning to hold a news conference Friday morning. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
There's more fallout over the explosive Lifetime documentary series Surviving R. Kelly. ABC's Lindsay Davis takes a look.
Lady Gaga, the latest star to speak out against R&B star R. Kelly, saying in a statement posted on her Twitter account, "I stand behind these women 1,000%, believe them, know they are suffering and in pain, and feel strongly that their voices should be heard and taken seriously." Adding an apology for working with Kelly on their hit collaboration, "Do What You Want With My Body." Gaga also announcing she intends to remove the 2013 song from iTunes and other streaming sites.
In her statement, Gaga vows to never work with Kelly again. She says her own sexual assault, unrelated to Kelly, twisted her thinking. Kelly has consistently denied all allegations against him.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. In the NBA, the Kings beat the Pistons 112-102. Men's college basketball, Michigan tops Illinois 79-69. Women's college basketball, Notre Dame over Louisville 82-68.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now, 6:11. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.